Brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of God. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. A word on our gospel today, a challenging gospel. It was a challenge for Jesus. Jesus himself was being tested by the Pharisees. And I have to say that when I read this gospel, I sometimes feel tested myself because I work in our marriage tribunal and work on annulments. And annulments are a different story. We'll talk about that some other time, but today is about marriage and divorce. Marriage and divorce, something I'm sure familiar to all of us. Every family is probably touched by divorce. But the point, ultimately, of our gospel today is marriage. Permanent, one man, one woman. Divorce was permitted at the time of Jesus. As Jesus himself says that Moses gave the people, with, of course, keeping in mind what God's law is, but Moses said, well, there are difficult situations, and so he permitted that a man, not the other way around, a man could give to the woman a bill of divorce and they would be divorced and could remarry, both of them. At the time, there were kind of two schools of thought, and this is really the challenge for Jesus. One school of thought was that you can divorce for any reason whatsoever, including if the wife burns the dinner. That was considered reason enough. Maybe some of you men think so as well, but the other school was more strict. And the Pharisees wanted to know, where does Jesus stand? And Jesus, of course, always one step ahead. As they quoted Moses, so did he, and said it was the hardness of your hearts. But this was not God's original intent. God's original intent was the man and woman be united in the covenant of love. and thus marriage, God's will. Marriage, permanent, and with one man and one woman for life. But Jesus, in the process, of course, instead of getting into the controversy, simply repeats what God's will for humanity is. And that continues today. That continues today. And the disciples, kind of surprisingly, say, well, if this is the case of a man and his wife, better not to marry. Well, I think most of us would probably disagree with that. And Jesus himself said, well, for those who are called to it, and marriage, of course, is the vocation, even as my celibate priesthood is a vocation. If you're called to it, God gives you the grace to live it, as difficult and challenging as it is. My parents, dead now for 5 years, my parents were married 67 years, and it almost seems impossible, but once committed, and maybe this is kind of an older thought, you pray for God's grace to get through the challenging and difficult times, and most do, and my parents and others, maybe many of you here as well, become examples of that permanent and faithful love, mirroring the permanent and faithful love of God. Marriage, of course, and the love that is present in marriage. St. Paul tells us that it's the same with Christ and the church, that love, that bond. And thus, faithful couples reflect the love of God for all of us. Knowing the challenge, and most of you here are married or were married, we'll keep in mind in our prayers today those who are married and those who are looking to marriage. Summertime, of course, wedding time. Many of you are probably having anniversaries this summer. We'll keep that in mind as well. Pray for them. Challenging, especially in our world today, we pray for them.